If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Imagine the same thing we always talk about. Hey, well, we're going to record this song. You guys want to sit in? Can you imagine sitting in the studio when they all with 1975?
What kind of face will you make at Lord tonight when that song?
I don't know.
You'd be like,
probably one of these kinds of. Yeah. Oh yeah. I can't wait. Like, and it's going to be a very active crowd.
Oh, a lot of dancing.
It won't be like going, we're going to go listen to Paul Simon.
No.
And just going to sit here and listen
just
to
take Garfunkel.
Go home. Yeah, Simon and Garfunkel. Yeah,
Sounds of Silence.
Sounds of Silence. It's like that. Everybody's up dancing.
Nobody's dancing to that one.
Nobody's dancing.
Who's going first?
You go ahead, Bill.
I'll start it off. It's going to be an incredible concert. Casey and the Sunshine Band was epic. It was in our wheelhouse time. We've heard all these songs, you know, hundreds, thousands of times. Like that. That's one of the all-time best right there. It's an 8999.
Okay.
8999.
I'm in that range, too.
8999.
Okay, so that was, the title was?
Get Down Tonight.
Get Down Tonight.
Pretty simple.
And there was some yelling in there.
Just right
also.
In your face. Yeah.
There's some woos in there. Woo!
The woos were incredible. Me, yeah. There's three of them. See, just see if he does that tonight. I imagine he will.
Oh, you better do that.
It's going to be hot.
Maybe he lost a step or two.
Well,
he definitely has. But.
I think every time, right now, if they were, so their age has got to be what? They got to be in the mid-70s, probably.
Casey, I wonder.
Oh, it got to be.
Yeah.
I bet they're in that. So it's got to be, when they get together before the concert, it might always be, this could be our last one.
He is 74 years old.
74?
Casey is 74.
He does not look that.
No. 74, so
still got it.
So it might be like, hey, let's not slack off. This might be our last one. You don't know when it's coming.
God, Casey's 74.
Yeah. 74 years old.
He does not look that. He doesn't. Wow.
What do you got, Steve?
What's your rating?
Oh, yeah, I got a rating. 9.2. There's about six songs by him that are over 9.
You want to guess Rudy's real quick?
Rudy's going to be, he's going to like it. He's going to be an 8.2.
7.9, this sounds like a Friday, he says. Good description.
Thank you for the commentary, Rudy.
Yes.
Our guest in studio is Derek Bombeck, the director of sport for Visit Lincoln. He gets to rate the song as well.
Yes.
Bombi, were you getting down like we were? In
it was a great song. It got a little boost of points from your rendition of your Ray Charles or Stevie Wonder thing you had going on over there. He almost even closed his eyes. Closed his eyes and leaned back.
You're not blind.
No
one blind. To lean back on a keyboard. And nobody in the Sunshine Band, I don't believe, is blind either.
We'll find out tonight.
Why do you have to be blind to lean back on a keyboard? Why is that a rule?
I don't know.
I saw Bon Jovi's
keyboard guy. You
look
like you're a blind man over there. I don't know why you're doing it.
I have my eyes closed. That doesn't mean I'm blind, though. I'm taking in the music.
I took it as blind also.
Yeah, you
did. 100%.
This was not a blind commentary.
Why is Jake doing a blind man? On a keyboard.
If everybody asked you on the stream with no volume, who are you trying to be right now? Yeah. Oh, Ray Charles.
Exactly. Ray Charles is a great.
No doubt.
I was not mocking the great Ray Charles.
I didn't say you were mocking. You were impersonating.
You were not mocking. He was not mocking. Nope. But yes. And hey,
unbelievable.
That's flattery.
It's flattery.
That's
flattery,
but definitely
very odd.
Jake, 100%. You were doing a blind man.
It was
no doubt. So that's the first my first thought was, was Ray Charles in the Sunshine Band? And I'm going to put
you tell
this
me
together.
That no keyboardist ever can lean back and close their eyes and play.
Not the way
blind
he
man.
Did it.
Not the way
you
not
did
the way
it.
You were doing.
No, not the way you did it. And no, I've never seen that.
You were impersonating a blind man.
Was not.
You just need to come to terms with it.
What was your score, Bobby?
Yeah, we'll go 8-2. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Bobby. Derek is here every other week to tell us about things happening in and around Lincoln. And Derek, get right to it. Bowls Bands and Barrels. What is
this
that?
This is pretty straightforward. Just like Let's Get Down tonight. We are going to have Bulls, Bands, and Barrels at Pinnacle Bank Arena tomorrow night. This amazing event is going to be a perfect blend of rodeo and live music. It's going to kick off with obviously the bull riding, some bull fighting, as well as some barrel racing. And then Ty Myers is going to headline the music portion of the event. Like I said, it's going to be tomorrow night, August 9th, at Pinnacle Bank Arena. So get your tickets at pinnaclebankarena.com. It's going to be an awesome one.
So you can watch Casey and the Sunshine Band tonight and go watch the rodeo tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Along with Ty Myers, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
You want to see cool stuff? When that you climb on a bull? I mean, that's incredible. I mean, that is wow.
To see somebody else do it.
Yes, yes.
I'm not climbing.
Who was it that did this? Was it UNLV? I believe it was at the head coach. I think it was Barry Odom rode a bull for a fundraiser.
He did?
Oh, yeah, he didn't go well.
I wouldn't
imagine going to tell your wife, I'm going to give it a shot. What are you doing?
I think I got it.
I think I got it.
He's in his 40s.
Yeah.
It's not smart, Barry. Come on, Barry. All right, so that's PBA, PinnacleBankArena.com. More info that is tomorrow. Bulls, Bands, and Barrels. Next up, Derek. It's still going on. The Lancaster County Super Fair.
This
drove right
is
by
your
it last night.
Last chance to check out the Lancaster County Super Fair in 2025. This event's going to wrap up Saturday night, so get your tickets while you can. There's going to be the Great American Rib Fest going on this weekend. Obviously, more live bands if you didn't get enough from Casey and the Sunshine Band. They're going to have Wiener Dog and Corgi Races tomorrow.
Corgi races.
Oh, yeah. It's if you ever watched the Corgi Races on ESPN, it's fantastic.
Yeah, they are.
So check out all that at superfair.org and don't miss your last chance to ride some rides.
Oh, you have dog races.
Corgi races are incredible. I know. Yeah, That's why I said is Wiener Dogs and Corgis.
Wiener Dogs, okay.
Maybe I should have specified in the rundown.
Corgi races can get out and go.
I was just wondering, will there be any pari-mutuel wagering?
Just take some dollar bills in case.
Any gambling.
It'd be fun to just gamble with the guy next to you. Just all of a sudden, I'm going to take four.
We do it in the garage all the time.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
You do.
Yep. Yeah. Even Big C gets in
on dog racing. Big
C, he's got to get his own dollars, though.
You want it.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand. Through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Teach the kids how to bet early, guys. Yeah, you want them to understand skills. How that works. When you lose the money, it's real money you're losing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next up, Derek, the AVCA First Serve Block Party.
Yes, I have been very excited to talk about this for a long time. Obviously, the AVCA First Serve is going to be the biggest volleyball event in the country this year. And yes, I'm even including the NCAA championships at the end of the year. Hmm. But we're bringing 8 of the top teams in the country in August 22nd through 24th to play our first collegiate volleyball games at Pinnacle Bank Arena. That event sold out pretty quickly, so if you did not get tickets, the block party is the place to be. Every single day, 2 hours leading up to game times, we are going to have a party in the rail yard and on Canopy Street. On Friday, we're going to have Nebraska Knockerball. We're going to have photo booths. We're going to have poster-making sessions. We're going to have live interviews from various coaches and players from the former, from present and past. You can watch the game on the Cube. We're going to be giving away tickets to games that weekend. If you didn't get the tickets, we're going to be giving tickets away for concerts, upcoming concerts. It's going to be a massive party, so we want people to come down the rail yard, experience the environment of what the AVCA First Serve event is going to be. On Saturday, we're going to have a full-size volleyball court on Canopy Street. It's going to be programmed by USA Volleyball, the Supernovas, Love Nebraska, Athletes Unlimited.
Wow.
Every day, we want everybody to come down to the rail yard. We're going to have food trucks down there. We're going to be taking care of everybody. There's going to be a lot of entertainment going on. We'll have live bands on Friday and Saturday once the game's starting. So we are sparing no expense to make sure Lincoln is entertained during this great event in 2 weeks, August 22nd through 24th. So make sure you come down to the rail yard. Oh, one big thing that I wanted to mention.
Okay.
On Friday at 4 o'clock, We are doing a red carpet walk for all the teams that are going to participate in this AVCA First Serve. So, you know, the Floridas, the Pitts, the Penn States, the Stanfords, the Vanderbilts, they're all going to do a red carpet walk leading into Pinnacle Bank Arena. And so we're going to have Nebraska cheerleaders and bands out there, mascots lining the red carpet. We want every little girl and fan in Lincoln coming down, high-fiving all the athletes. They're going to have some autographed apparel they're going to be throwing out to all the little kids and fans that show up to line that red carpet. So that's going to take place from 4 to 4:30 with all the teams coming in, and it's just going to be a great, great experience.
Who put this together?
It was a great local organizing committee, but yeah, I got a map here that you guys can take a look at that shows all the vendors, the timelines. But yeah, it's been a heavy lift, but again, we knew that this was going to be a huge event, and our goal when we got this AVCA First Serve event to Lincoln, we wanted the fans and the athletes to experience it, because we assume a lot of these teams are going to be in the Final Four at the end of the year. We want them to say at the end of the Final Four, even though, you know, they didn't raise that trophy in Lincoln, they go, Lincoln was the better experience in the Final Four. And so we're going to blow it out of
ambitious.
The water. It's ambitious. But you know what? If you don't set the bar low, you're going to set the bar high, and we're going to hope they bring this event back in future years to come. So
Talk about Volleyball Central.
In depth. Derek.
It's very in-depth. So yeah, more information on this is going to come out to the public starting Monday. So check out Lincoln.org. You can check about PinnacleBankArena.com. So yeah, we all have timelines and maps of all the vendors that are going to be there, all the things to do, exactly who's going to be speaking when, what bands are playing, when the games are going to go on the cube. And then, yeah, it's going to be fun and awesome for anybody of all ages.
Of all the events that you've promoted, and this is just me, my own version here. This is the best one that I've heard of everything.
Very in depth.
When you combine that level of talent for the volleyball in house, then what's going out and around it? That's remarkable.
Yeah, this is definitely
this wouldn't happen without Bombeck. Everybody knows this. This doesn't happen without Bombeck. There's no chance.
A great team has put this all together. So yeah.
Derek
still trying to get to the finish line.
That's the AVCA First Serve Block Party, August 22nd to the 24th for the wonderful volleyball event at PBA. Last thing, Derek, I saw you in a suit yesterday. What was that all about?
What was going on?
Yeah, there was a big announcement yesterday that Nebraska for volleyball is looking to open a new facility up on North 27th Street. It would be an 8-court complex. So,
continue on.
There was a press conference at the mayor's office. So we had Diane Mendenhall, who's the president of the Omaha Supernovas, there. Obviously, Mayor Larry and Gaylor Baird, myself, and one of the developers, and said a few words on how it's going to impact Lincoln, the economic impact, what it can do for little girls volleyball and volleyball in general. So, yeah, if we get this baby built in the next couple of years, it'll be a great addition to our inventory, and we can start recruiting more regional and national events to Lincoln.
North 27th, whereabouts?
Around Lincoln North Star area.
So the new crossings area?
Yeah, the new crossings, yep.
Okay.
So.
And this will be, was there any press at the...
There was quite a bit, yeah. The Journal Star was there, 10-11.
SIP was not there.
SIP was not there.
Why would On3 not cover that?
I cover football.
Okay, I'd just like to know why was On3 not involved. Sean, we need an answer.
Yep. I should have someone there.
Keith,
I thought
Mann
you might wear
there.
The suit today, Derek, but you didn't.
Oh boy,
didn't wear the suit this
morning. That puppy came off the second I went home for lunch. So.
What is the? Do you have a certain? You just know it's suit time. You know, like, hey, this event, I got to put the suit on. You know,
when you're getting in front of cameras next to the mayor, you're gonna suit up.
Okay, nice.
We don't quite have that same, you know.
I'll wear a suit next time.
All right, here, apparently. You'll need a suit for the show.
I would love to see you come in.
Yeah. I get mocked when I don't wear sleeves, so I don't know. Imagine what would happen when I wear a suit.
Yeah. He had to come in without sleeves several times.
The skin is just overwhelming.
It's right here to here.
Yeah.
Is this skin central?
If you turn the show on, if you went to YouTube and all three of us are in here with no sleeves on.
Would it freak you out a little bit?
Let's Larry the Cable Guy this thing.
I don't think we could pull that off.
Yeah. We're going to do suits one day, no sleeves
next. Next week, all right. He's Derek Bombeck from Visit Lincoln. Derek, thanks so much. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Thank you.
Hour two is next, an early break on the ticket.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.